This is your source for profoundly interesting news briefs. Guitar Business Radio presents The Shorts. So last week, we had nothing in The Shorts. The week before, The Shorts was very short indeed. But this week, we'll make up for those shortfalls with something I promised you last week, which was a big piece of news. Some of you already heard it around town in the last few days. Apparently, some information was leaked, but I can assure you there will be no investigation and no one will be going to jail. So as promised, today I'm officially announcing the announcement of the upcoming launch of Guitar Business, the magazine for the business of guitar. I'll let that sink in for a millisecond or two. Okay, that's the announcement. Now for some additional details. Guitar Business will premiere this fall as a bi-monthly magazine. And by the way, I'm using premiere in the generic sense, as in premiere issue, which it is. You know, every magazine has had a premiere issue, whether they admit it or not, as will every magazine in the future. There's no getting around it, and we're not going to even try. Look, there are countless regulations in nation states around the world requiring magazines to have a premiere issue. And these regulations apply to everybody, no matter where you start your magazine. So we're not going to run the risk. We're going to play by the rules. We will have a premiere issue. So Guitar Business is a digital-first publication, and what that just means is that it will be widely available in a robust and interactive digital magazine package, as well as a limited-run print version available to paid subscribers and, of course, at special events. And before I forget, you might want to jot this down. The web address or URL for the magazine is pretty much the title. Type in guitar.business. That's it. No .com, just guitar.business. Clean, simple, memorable. The preview website is up and running, and I encourage you to take a visit. So, where are we going with the magazine? Well, the mission for Guitar Business is to cover the world of guitar from the business perspective. That's what we do at Guitar Business Media. Our goal is to be informative, educational, enlightening, and enjoyable. But above all else, we're about value. Value, as I've said before, is an integral part of business. Without it, you have no business. As a reader, editorial contributor, advertiser, or any other stakeholder in the magazine, you must get some kind of value in one form or another from the experience, or you won't be coming back. So we're dedicated to providing that value. Now, Guitar Business Magazine will include a combination of timeless feature articles, useful tools and information for your business or professional guitar-related activities, plenty of perspective, plus an array of valuable reference materials, and a lot more. Our website, on the other hand, will include timely and relevant news and information appropriate for, what else, daily consumption. And you can read more about our editorial direction on the website. You can also get information about editorial contributor opportunities. You can also express an interest in that if you're so inclined. There's also a section on upcoming promotional options, and this includes, of course, traditional advertising, our Guitar Business Marketplace section, sponsored content opportunities, and more. We haven't released any of these for sale yet, including the covers and premiums, but if you think you'll have an advanced placement interest or any other questions, you can register that interest right there on the section, or just contact us at Guitar Business Media on the contact page, by email, or phone. Now, the magazine is also on Facebook. Just search for Guitar Business Magazine. And we're on Twitter at Guitar Biz Mag if you want to follow us over there. So, this is going to be a busy summer. Like I said, some of the information leaked out last week, so we're already getting inquiries and lots of well wishes. And I appreciate that very much, but there's some heavy lifting ahead of us, no question about it. I know because I've done it before many times in my career. But you know, there's something very special about this one. I can't say in all of my decades of doing this that I felt so positive and inspired about doing something like this. There's a lot of reasons for that, but truthfully, it just makes sense. If you've been listening to anything I've said at the back of the show for the last 19 episodes, you'll know how I feel about expectations, especially when dealing with variable outcomes. So without those kinds of narrow expectations, I'm simply going to be operating in the expectancy of the very best possible result. I'm under no illusion that this won't be a huge amount of work with the requisite ups and downs along the way, but I know what it feels like every Sunday night when all the pieces of this show, and there are many, get rolled up and sent to the syndicator. It's an amazing feeling. And that's the same kind of destination we'll be keeping our eye on for Guitar Business Magazine. And you can be certain we'll keep all of our options open on how we're going to get there. So once again, you can get a little more information at guitar.business, and I look forward to hearing from you. Now, for something completely different.